Hi guys, welcome back to the Tone Deaf Hippies. I'm your host, Sulema Wagner, and tonight's episode is called the Sanglish episode. I'm also really excited to introduce my co-host, which is my best friend,
Perla Montenegro. And yes, she's definitely a best friend, that's for sure.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're calling this the Spanglish episode because we're going to kind of talk about two of like the queens of pop music, Madonna and Gloria Trevi. So Madonna in English, obviously, and Gloria Trevi was a Mexican pop star in Spanish.
Yep. And actually her full name is Gloria de los Ángeles Treviño Ruiz.
Oh my God. Mexicans and their long ass names. Huh?
Do you want to know my full last name?
Oh, I know. It's like,
it's like four words. Yes. I'm like, it doesn't fit in my social security card. I know,
right? Oh my goodness. You want me to get started? I'll start with Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everyone knows Madonna. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people know Madonna. Not personally, but they know who Madonna is. And I'm sure at least you have heard at least one song in your life. Everybody has, I'm thinking, because it's, she's the queen of pop. It's everywhere, you know? It's,
even I've heard her songs and I'm really bad with artists and songs. And even I know a Madonna song.
So. I'm sure you know more than one.
If I know a song, everybody should know a song.
It's actually like very popular for karaoke too. Karaoke, like Madonna go-to songs, you know, yeah. There's a lot of them.
You
so,
can't go wrong, yeah, especially exactly. After drinking.
Exactly. Well, I think it's because she had a... Well, let me just jump in really quick before I even start with that. So Madonna's name is actually Madonna. That's her real name. Her name is Madonna Louise Cersone, I think it's Cersone. She's Italian, so I'm thinking that's how you pronounce it. But if I'm mispronouncing it and somebody knows how to say it correctly, just comment, you know, and let me know.
I didn't even know she was Italian.
Yeah. She's Italian, and her parents were actual, like, immigrants from Italy. Oh, so she's, like, first generation, yeah.
Well, cool.
But she's born and raised in Michigan, in Bay City, Michigan. So she's technically Midwestern, just like somebody I know from Ohio.
Honestly, knowing the kind of music she sings and does and the way she acts, I would never think.
I know,
I would think,
right?
She was from LA.
Exactly. I think she probably always felt that then, because as soon as she could, she ran away, you know, to New York. And that's actually what I was gonna say next, is she left to New York City fairly young, and it was in 1978. She left shortly after her mom died of breast cancer. Her mom died at 30. She was really young, yeah. So her mom died at 30 of breast cancer.
I didn't even get cancer that young.
Oh my God, Perla. Here we go. Guys, don't take all this podcast too seriously, because when you get us together, you should hear the stuff we come up with.
I'm really
with.
Not that dumb in person.
Did you really just say, oh my goodness. This is all for fun. You're not, she's not dumb. Anyway, so her mom died when she was 30 from breast cancer. And then, I don't know how long, I forgot to write that down, sorry. But, I don't know how long afterwards her dad married the housekeeper.
What?
Yes. And, oh, let me say, they're Italian Catholic. So she comes from a big family. She has 5 siblings, right? So, she, you know, 6 children. Her mom dies really young. And then her dad marries the housekeeper. What? And then has three more kids.
Why do they have to be such a cliche? I know, really? The housekeeper?
Yes. So she was...
She must have been cleaning really good.
Well.
Shoot.
Yeah, cleaning something else. Yeah,
for real.
But she resented her dad for that, you know, which is understandable.
Yeah.
For a long time. But she started putting it into music, like what she was feeling. And actually, Like a Prayer is like her kind of love letter to her mom, you know, like.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's you know, just longing for mom, missing her, the whole situation with her dad, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Madonna. I know, of course, who doesn't, but. I never knew this, like the before the famous.
Yeah, the Madonna before the Madonna, right?
Yes, for real.
Yeah. But so she left to New York City, and I'm thinking a lot of it too was not just the whole riff with her dad about, you know, being upset that she remarried so soon. But I think. Like you just said right now, you would never think she's a Midwestern girl from Michigan, ever.
Mm-mm.
I think she always kind of felt like she was too big for that town, you know? Sometimes you just, you don't fit where you were born and raised, you know? It's not your place or something.
That's true.
Yeah, honestly. And so she always kind of felt out of place, like she was too big for that town. Left to New York City to pursue modern dance, actually. Not even singing. Modern dance, yeah. And that's so crazy. Bella is really into modern dance right now. Like, she has been asking me to
what
get
is
her
modern
some dance.
Dance.
You know that, like...
Isn't just what people dance to right now at this
moment? No. Modern dance is an actual, like... Okay, have you ever seen the music video, Shake It Off? By Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You know that part where she, you know how she's doing different dances on all of them, like jazz and twerking and this and that? There's a part where she's wearing like all gray tones, and she's kind of just dancing, like throwing herself and this and expression and very passionate, you know,
it's like you're,
with other guys
you're
and
speaking
girls.
With your body.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. So it's like that. It's very like intense and passionate and everything. Just kind of.
I just learned something new.
So
I did not know that.
Yeah, she went to school, or she went to New York to pursue modern dance.
Oh.
While she was doing that too, she was kind of doing playing in bands, like in other bands, like subbing for them or whatever. She was actually standing in or subbing or whatever you would call it for a band.
Singing or playing
well,
an instrument?
Yeah, the band was called Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if they
like the
are
movie?
Still yeah, but I don't know if they're still around or if they were around.
I don't
but,
think so. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Breakfast Club. I guess they had a hit called In Tune or something like that. I forgot to write it down. Sorry. But she was the drummer, the guitarist, and vocals all at some point for that band, and
you know,
also for a band named Emmy.
You know, they say utility player. She's a utility artist, I guess.
Right.
Utility
artist. She did it
she
all.
Just,
a jack of all trades.
I wonder if she went from one to another while they were recording.
You know what? I wonder. Kidding. Well, she is August 16th, 1958. Oh, my God. Oh my goodness, it's been a long night. August 16, 1958, that's her birthday. I think
wait,
she's
I didn't
a
even
Virgo,
catch the
oh you didn't
names until right now. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Oh, okay, I got it. I think she is a Virgo. I don't really remember when the beginning of Virgo is, but I know Virgo because I'm a Virgo. And I was gonna say, usually Virgos are very like artsy farty, you know,
says the girl with the turquoise hair over here.
And then they also get bored of a lot of stuff and they move from one thing to another. Just
like her hair.
Like my hair.
She's gonna come tomorrow, it's gonna be like red or something.
I know, right? So, yeah, I'm thinking she's probably a Virgo or something because she's very artistic. And like you said, she's kind of a jack of all trades, you know, has done it all. Let's see. She's still big, but not as big as she was in the 80s and 90s, you know.
She's more like a legend. Like, you'll, no matter what age, you're always going to know of her.
At least. I think she was a huge, like, influence in pop music.
Yeah.
Whether people want to admit it or not, and they want to say, oh, she's too mainstream or poppy or this and that, she has talent. You know, definitely. She does write her songs, and a lot of her songs, and we'll get into that. She rose to stardom as a solo artist in 1983. She's done, obviously, lots of singing, dancing, and movies also. Have you seen the movie A League of Their Own?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I forgot.
She's in movies, but, you know, a lot of people know that one. Yeah, that's a good movie. I love that movie. Oh, my gosh. But so she's done that too. And then she has also sold 300 million records worldwide. And that's according to Guinness World Record. Like,
she's on the Guinness. Yes. Oh.
She has the Guinness World Record as the best-selling female artist. Yes.
Talk about talent.
Oh, and that's not even where it stops. Then she's also number one artist for the Billboard Hot 100. They named her. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008, which is when it was first year of eligibility. And that's, like, really hard for artists to do. Like, they get nominated, or they're eligible, and they get nominated, but they don't usually win, like, on their first, right off the bat. You know, like, as soon as they're eligible. She did.
Are they just, like, kind of nominated to be thrown out there, like, the good enough? Like,
I don't know exactly what the requirements are, you know. I'm sure there's obviously there's different genres, but there's got to be, like, requirements, like, so many million copies sold, or in so many countries, or etc., you know.
But she won, and it's something rare, exactly, kind of thing. Exactly. Or, yeah, I guess she's an exception.
well, and, let's see what else. Yeah, she's worth, as of 2020, $590 million is her net worth.
Danger.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna propose to her tomorrow.
$590 million net worth. Oh, speaking of proposing, she's only been married twice. She was married to Sean Penn from 1985 to 1989, and a lot of people know Sean
Penn.
4 years. Yeah, only 4 years.
Why did they divorce?
I have no idea. I don't know them personally. It's not like
for real. Sorry, I'm drama. I like to know everything.
We don't Instagram each other or anything, you know. But I'll ask her next time I talk to him.
Yeah, let her know. I want to know.
But Sean Penn was her first husband, 4 years. They didn't have any kids. She did have a child from a previous relationship. Her name's Lourdes.
Out of wedlock? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Ooh. Which is not bad for her because, you know, she's all about pushing boundaries and being very risky. And we'll get into that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Her second husband was Guy Ritchie, and she was married to him from 2000 to 2008. So that was 8 years there.
4 more years.
Yeah. They did have a son. I think his name is Luca Ritchie, I think. I forgot to write that down, too. God. It's been a long night. But altogether, she has 6 kids.
What?
Yes. 4 kids are adopted.
Oh, okay, but they're not. Okay, I think she actually.
No, her biological kids are just Lourdes, the one that I told you. She's already 21. And then Luca with Guy Ritchie, whatever his name is, if I'm getting it wrong, sorry. And he's 17 or 18, I believe. And the other 4 are adopted.
What's up with her in Spanish names?
Well, Lourdes' dad is Hispanic.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
Luca, I don't know. Maybe she just liked it.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I just thinking of the Disney movie, but
yeah.
I know. I'm like,
oh, Bella wants to watch that for her birthday. Yeah,
it's streaming.
Yeah, on Disney Plus. And we're not gonna pay by Disney Plus or anything. No sponsorship. But if you guys want to
donate, please.
Right. Let's see what else. She's done a lot of stuff that has been controversial, especially with religion. Like, what? In the 80s, she set a crucifix on fire. You know, like,
a lot of people would take offense to that. Yeah.
And she's Catholic, well, she was raised Catholic. At that point, she was already like, no, I'm not Catholic
anymore. She was just trying to make a mark.
Well, you know how, like, for example, The Weeknd, remember he had done that publicity stunt that he had cut up his face and surgery and the cheekbones and stuff? Like, she's been doing that. Like, she probably even started this with the whole publicity stunts and things like that. Hey, any publicity
is
good publicity, even if it's bad.
That's
what
I was thinking. Yeah, I'm like, whatever makes heads turn towards you.
So I think after every, like a certain period of time, when she starts feeling irrelevant, maybe, and she stirs up the pot a little bit, either with religion.
Right. Like, just.
Well, she does it with religion. She's done it with her outfits. Remember when she used to wear the cone boobs
in
the
80s
with the ponytail?
Actually, one of the most
iconic
images,
like
the visual images.
And then she used to wear the high ponytail even before Ariana Grande brought that shit.
I mean, that stuff.
That stuff. So, she's always kind of mixed it up a little bit and pushed boundaries. She's also tried to find herself with religion. I think maybe
not Catholic.
Her, no. I think maybe that has to do with her mom's death too, because maybe she didn't feel like
a form of expression.
I think it was like she didn't feel like Catholic was the right religion for her because she didn't feel like that her parents were practicing what they preached, or maybe the people in her church or congregation or anything like that. So she did a lot of things. That the most current one that people know about or whatever is Kabbalah. Remember when she kind of started that trend
the
in Hollywood?
Red bracelet. That's all I remember. I thought it was like, 90s. The Hispanic people where they put the red bracelet in the Latin el ojo. That's what I thought it was. I didn't know it was religion. They don't want to be envy or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, who knows? We don't know. I don't know about Kabbalah myself.
True.
So who knows? Maybe it does stand for something similar.
That's true.
So, if anyone out there is practicing Kabbalah and wants to,
send me a red bracelet.
Yeah, and wants to send us something or discuss it with us or educate us, feel
Please.
Free.
You could be our next guest.
Right. But, that's about it. And it's Madonna,
I know.
It's Madonna. That's it.
If you don't know the rest, something's wrong with you.
Exactly. Like, there's so many things. She's talented. Yeah. You could say whatever you want. You could say she's puppy and bubblegum and this and that. But hey, she is worth $590 million. She's doing something right.
Yes. So, believe me, I wish I had a third.
Everyone stop being haters and just accept her.
I know, Except her for the true artist. She really is, honestly.
Even if you don't like her music, even as an artist, if you're an artist and you don't like her music, if you're doing publicity stunts or pushing envelope on stuff or things like that, I think it's you're kind of taking after Madonna, whether you want to or not, intentionally or not.
That is true. I'm sure she influences more than people think
exactly.
But I mean, I love the whole that she's provocative and everything, because that will take us to Gloria Trevi.
That's why we have those two similar girls.
And I am not going to repeat her full name again.
I'll just go with
Gloria Trevi. But she did release a total of 13 albums, if there aren't more in the works. And she has
underground stuff.
Yeah, she has written more than 400 songs.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
And some of her main hit songs were actually written by her, like Dr. Psiquiatra.
Mm-hmm.
And
love that song. That's a good song.
She actually did quote on it, saying that this is how she saw the beginning, and she wanted people to see her.
Did she write the song because she was actually seeing a doctor at the time? No. A psiquiatra?
It was more like because she wanted people to basically pay attention to her.
Oh,
kind of, okay. Like, yeah, so it's like she wanted basically everybody to view her.
Well,
or pay attention, basically.
As we both know, since we're both Mexican, that in the Mexican culture, sometimes it's looked down on to have mental disabilities.
Yes.
Or to see a psychiatrist. Like, it's...
They think you're crazy.
Yeah, they make fun of you, or they're like, ah, you're just...
And that will make eyes turn. They will look at you.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. That's a crazy person.
For real. Y luego, another song that she quoted on, that she wrote, is El Recuerdo de los Años, which, if you listen to it, it's actually a very deep, hurting song. Kind of song. Yes, and she quoted that she was 21 when she wrote it, and it's basically a memory of all the bad she had remembered, experienced, gone through. She...
I gotta listen to it again now, yeah. Now that I know the story.
No, that song is... if you pay attention to the lyrics, it's really telling you something.
Really?
Yeah. It's sad. It's hurtful, but that's life, right?
Right.
But, so... Her at a young age as well, she started, I believe she was around 5, she started learning poetry recital. That's how she started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then she was also in ballet, and she took piano lessons.
It's also very artsy.
Yes.
And it's her birthday. Did you write it down by chance?
Yes, actually, it was February 15,
1968. Oh, I was going to say, maybe she's a Virgo too.
No, because I remembered my sister Diana, she's February 19th, so I was like, oh, she's a February baby, so Diana's at the cutoff point, so I think she might be Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
I think she's an Aquarius, like my brother.
Yeah.
You guys that might hurt him in this show, too. He's the Montenegro.
Yeah, okay. They have hurt him in that show. In the show.
All I gotta say is Aquarius, man, they love. They feel too much. I'm just kidding. Okay, so she, okay. Oh, and later on, she actually started learning the drums, too.
Oh, okay. So yes. She plays drums, too.
Uh-huh. And then, so her parents divorced at, she was 10, and she actually left her home at 12 on her own, like against her mom's wishes. She left New Mexico City to basically find her pursuit to entertainment.
See,
and everything.
Similarities. Yes. Hey, I forgot to do any fun facts for mine of ringing the bell, so I'm so sorry.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Hey, that's a fun fact right there. Fun fact of...
I forgot the fun facts because I'm nervous.
Similarities. Yeah, we're a bit of a mess.
I know.
All over the place. But
I need more liquid Kurt. I'm just kidding. Okay, but honestly, so it was in 1980 when she went to Mexico City, and she literally went with no money to pursue her career.
Uh-huh.
And so it's known that she used to earn money literally any way she could. It would mean like singing on the streets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say prostitution.
Dancing on the streets. You know what? When I read that, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like,
I'm like, I mean.
Oh, so she was doing anything she
could. It's not stated, but.
Right.
I mean, wait, you know what? Whatever gets you where you need to go.
Well, if we continue with the story.
I know, right? Well, that's true. But yes, she would sing and dance on the street.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And she even taught aerobics.
Wow.
And worked at a taco stand. I think that's a fun fact. Where's the taco?
I know, right?
But yeah, so I'm like, you know what's funny? When I was reading these, if you've ever seen her in concert and the way she performs and videos.
You've seen her in concert?
Actually, It was my first concert of my whole...
Shut up, really?
My first concert ever with my brother, Vince. He took me to the Superestrella Reventón.
Ooh!
And she was a performer, dude.
Who is this?
I don't know. I have time amnesia. I don't remember how
to go. I forgot you do have time amnesia.
But it was pretty cool. That was my first concert. But if you see any of her videos, anything, she's very, like... provocative too. Oh. Like Madonna, mm-hmm. She's very out there. She doesn't care. She'll climb on top of
a very energetic artist.
Yes,
huh?
Yeah. And like she doesn't care. Like, mm-hmm. She doesn't care what you think, what you're going to say.
Actually one of her songs saying that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm and like, Madonna has a song like that too.
Yes.
So, you know.
But yeah, that first concert I ever saw her, she was literally climbing on the stands by the
rails?
Floor. Yeah, oh, wow. They were going. Yeah, she was climbing on top of them. Like, oh, she's wild.
I bet she's a handful for the
recording and label. Actually, a lot of the time, if she would bring men up on stage, and she would literally undress them until they were in their underwear.
Really?
Yes. That you can literally look that up. She did it often.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that is very, Madonna's like that too. Very right? Sexual. Wild. Very, yeah. You know, I think it was, because it's so, kind of taboo for women to be so sexual or interested in sex and, you know.
Yep.
And
if you are, it's like, oh, she's one of those.
Yeah.
She's a lady of the night.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, and then when she was 16, so this was when she was 12 when she first started. When she was 16, she met Sergio Andrade.
Oh, I said Andrade.
I can't even say the last name right. Yes, and if you guys know any of that drama, it'll come later. But yes, and
so she met him at 16.
She met him at 16, and then she was in a small band.
Was that how he discovered her in the band? Or like how?
No, I think that they first met at 16, and then he first brought her to the. That small band, I forget the name. It's
he put her in the band.
Labio, or it's like lipsticks or something about lips and lipstick. I forgot.
Oh,
I don't know.
Labios.
It's
some
like labios.
Was labios.
I don't know. You know what? It's close to that. And when I get to it, I will let you guys know.
But you have to say, Sergio Andrade was a lot older than her too.
Oh yes, he was 28 when they met.
Wow, so she was 16.
Yeah, she was 16. He was 28.
Okay.
And so she was in that little band for a little bit, and then she went solo with him mm-hmm. as her manager.
Mm-hmm.
And they released the first album, Que Agua Aquí, which was literally an instant success.
Wow.
She was literally... Yeah.
Like overnight success.
Yes. Uh-huh. So she was talented. And I think she was very provocative
mm-hmm.
and she would talk a lot about like political with her lyrics
against the establishment, like
sexual
like
things
like rebelde
like her aim was always to expose like hypocrites.
Ooh,
you know, like double standards uh-huh. kind of like women shouldn't be like
right,
this. Like the whole, I was telling you about the song, like Virgen de las Virgenes.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
yes,
one.
And,
I like
and
it.
Madonna had a virgin.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fun. Here. Fun fact. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Madonna had like a virgin. Everyone knows that one. It's kind of talking about how she's not really a virgin. But with this person, since they're so special, you know, it feels like she is a virgin and it's their first time. It's magical and everything. So it's a little bit more like, they both are kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But
Gloria Trevi was saying basically, she makes a song putting her friend saying, oh, you know, my friend sleeps with over 10 guys, but every guy she sleeps with, she tells them it's her first time.
Yeah.
So she's like, she's la más virgen.
De todas las vírgenes.
Yeah, because it's her first time for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So
everyone's special to her.
Yes. And that's the thing with Madonna and Gloria Trevi. Mm-hmm. I see they're very, like, outspoken. Mm-hmm. And they address certain issues that certain people don't really talk about or vocalize.
Oh, yeah.
And they just literally, they don't just put it out there. They like freaking, they just splash it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, you're bound to hear, especially because of
And you're right.
Scandals.
Right. And yeah. I like that about both the women, that they are, they're playing against like stereotypes, you know, like. You know how usually the man is like to every girl, you're special, you're the one, mm-hmm. you're this, and then behind their back they're like, ah, they only knew, like,
yeah.
you know, they're one of many, and now she's flipping the tables and she's the one doing that, you
yeah.
know, oh yeah, you're special to me, it's the first time,
actually that's very
right?
true, like, oh yes, you're mm-hmm. my first, mm-hmm. you're this, like,
you mean everything to
yes.
me, and then behind closed doors, yeah. if they only knew, you're...
and you're right, and actually, she does have a lot of things about machismo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, so basically, yeah, they just expose the double standards,
yeah.
the, you know, what people don't really want to talk about or realize, but it's there.
Well, we got to understand, too, this is, like, the 80s, you know, it was still very, you know, especially in Mexico, very machistas, you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
the women had to stay home and cook and clean and have the kids. And
I agree with that, though.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go.
I know. That's a whole different
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show,
Don't
by
get
the
me
way,
started.
Guys.
Don't
and
get me
we
started.
Are, Perla and I are best friends, and we are so different on some things. But
we balance each other out.
Yeah, we are. She's the yin to my yin.
Yes, and I'm the yang to her yin. Right? I don't know.
You got it.
She's a peanut butter to my jelly. I don't know.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Dude, you're making me hungry. I'm just kidding. But yes, yeah, so, yes, they do very, and like Madonna, they do very mm-hmm. sensual performances. They're just very out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's funny because a lot of what she would speak about was about like religion
mm-hmm.
as well, prostitution,
oh, okay. Hot topic,
yeah, like hunger, upper class, and war, and all these things. But
yeah,
it's funny that she would talk about prostitution when the whole thing with Sergio Andrade was
that that's a whole
she literally went to jail for 4 years.
Get started. Okay, let's get started into that. Let's dig
yeah,
into that because that's good. You guys,
yes.
hang on to your seats for this one. Seriously,
your seatbelt on.
It's like the stranger. What is it like? Stranger than fiction because. You could have not written this better for, like, a Hollywood movie. It just sounds so fake and everything,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it became, but. Like, a whole prostitution, like, trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
So, Sergio Andrade, her manager.
Yeah.
And her get together, and they start getting girls. Well,
but it started, no, it started with a girl, and she wrote a book, and I didn't write the name of the book,
you
but
know,
her
I
name was,
it,
like,
keep going, and I'll have it up
Alexandra
too. Yeah,
Hernandez, but she
she's the
writes,
one that exposed them, right?
Yeah, that they got married when she was 13, that she was 13, and they married.
He was marrying a lot of different girls, too, right?
Yes, like, and that he was literally, yeah, like, you know, sexually abusing
mm-hmm.
her. I mean, a 13-year-old.
Well,
I mean, I would think that's
the,
rape.
But, yeah. And, but the thing that I get even more mad about than with Sergio Andrade is the parents. A lot of the girls' parents knew about it.
Yeah.
And he would go to them and be like, I'm going to make your girl star just like I did with Gloria Trevi.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's a success. So they're like, yeah, go for it. You know? And they would sign over their daughters.
But they would target a lot of
very
oh, yeah. poor families.
Of course, yeah.
Where, I mean,
they knew what their targets
come
in, were.
Yeah,
yeah,
you come and pitch them this mm-hmm. you know, money dream. And
yeah.
just because their daughters are beautiful and they're going to make
yeah.
it. And I mean, parents want to believe what they want to
yeah.
believe. I'm pretty sure they knew it. I mean, you cannot call yourself a mother and not know yeah. something's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But we gotta understand, too, like, in Mexico, it is like, a yes, different kind, you know, it's a whole nother world kind of yeah. thing, because...
Hey, some people sell like their daughters kids, for yeah. fucking beer. Like, they, I mean, for freaking beer if they wanted to.
You know, kids have a purpose. You know, you have kids to help out on the yeah. farm or in el tianguis or whatever. You know, like, yeah. well, they don't just have kids just to have kids and spoil them.
No,
wrong.
They literally like, have them
to
help.
Yeah, you have kids over there to help out. Yep. So I do kind of see that. I'm not saying I agree with it or that I think it's right, but I do see... You're right. There were really poor families that were probably starving and had other kids to feed. And if somebody says, I'm going to make your daughter a success, and they're going to have yes. all this money and be able to help your family. And this
it's like
that.
Easy targets. Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Believe it. Especially when these families just want more.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel
they're just
like,
all trying to survive. Yes, they don't, exactly. They're not even trying to get like a luxury car. They're trying to get food exactly. for the
yes.
rest of the week.
Or even home. Like,
yes.
And I'm not talking about like your $1 million home.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, Hawthorne yeah. right now. Because they're all going up.
House.
But yeah. yes, just like something to live
yeah.
under.
Yeah.
No, yes. And,
But yeah, he was telling them, you know, and they were handing over their daughters pretty much.
They coerced.
Did you write down how many girls?
No, I didn't.
But she.
It was a lot.
But the
though.
Thing is, too, that he had this power. And I was telling you earlier, like, it reminds me of, like, Charlie Manson. He had this power over women or girls. I should say they weren't even women, poor things. Mm-hmm. They were girls, little girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and he
I'm
was
like,
brainwashing
13?
Them. Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
Really no, you know what's not. No, yet. No, you don't. You have no idea to even consent what is
yeah.
going on.
When you
or
get
anything.
Them that
you
young,
just think
they trust you.
Yeah,
because
you're an adult.
They're scared.
Yeah,
to
you're an adult.
Go
you know?
On their own. Yeah.
You know, and respect yep. your elders type of thing. They didn't want to go against it. But
and
the power
the
he had over
this,
oh Gloria Trevi, because he turned her to be his accomplice. To bring yep. the girls in, like, as kind of, like, a mother figure.
She says that in the book, Hernandez, mm-hmm. She
that
says
she
it that when Gloria Trevi first came in, that she was very, you know, your typical mm-hmm. innocent girl. Like, she wasn't like that, but slowly,
yeah,
you know,
he was
started changing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying she's free of guilt, but she was a child herself.
Exactly. She
a victim herself, you yeah. know. Yeah. So she was a victim first, then an accomplice. But at the end, you know, like the root of it all, she was a victim also.
Yep.
Unfortunately, she did, you know, get all these other girls to join. Yeah. And he was raping them.
I know.
She got
they
pregnant.
They were abusing them.
Yeah.
They were starving them.
Starving them, yep. Chained, like, they had them chained
yeah,
up.
So they wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wouldn't let them, they cut off all contacts with their families.
Yes.
It was all fake. They would never give them money. Or
you know what's
obviously.
Crazy, though? No matter what, somewhere, when somebody's getting famous, there's always some kind of corruption somewhere down the line.
I think so. I've always
yeah.
had two
yeah.
legs.
I don't think it's ever
or...
clean and easy. I
you know,
really don't.
I don't either. Especially remember when all the, with the whole Me Too movement, when
yeah.
all that came out with everything in the industry.
Because,
I think
yeah.
even before that came out to public, that was like confirmed.
Yep.
But even before then, everyone kind of always knew about it. It was just never talked about. Like, it just happens.
No.
If you want to be in the industry, it happens.
Yes.
You know?
No, and it's true because I feel like these people in power feel... entitled or like they have that control
mm-hmm.
basically it's like you're the one wanting all these things
mm-hmm.
so I'll give them to you but
I don't
have to do something for me
and see that's the only thing
and
that
when you're a man
me.
It's kind of like you see all these you know
mm-hmm.
young girls you're like well
and they're
why
rich
can't
and
I
powerful
get some? Yeah.
You know
like,
so they
like
think
you want all this for
to.
Me
yeah.
I want, yeah
but what I don't get but, about the whole thing with Gloria Trevi is that her songs are so powerful and
oh,
about like being against the machistas
yes.
and this and that and like how you said and it's so ironic that she was part of the problem too
yep.
you know it's like What?
I know sometimes I wonder if maybe the songs she was writing was what she really felt, what she was going through, and what she saw. Because her songs range from, oh, el pelo suelto, I'm gonna have my hair however I want, I don't care, I'll be who I am, don't tell me anything, you know, if I want to do this, I'll do it, to literally being a person that never got to be the person who she really was, and died before she even got to truly be who she was. Or it goes from a song to, you know, a person committing suicide because she thought her boyfriend didn't love her. Like, it just... Honestly, maybe her music is that. Very,
maybe she wanted to commit suicide when things got like maybe so bad, pain, you know, obviously.
Yeah, like, El Recuerdo de los Años, she says it's from all the horrible things that had happened. So, I mean, you cannot be a songwriter of over 400 songs and not write
what you really feel.
Been through.
Exactly. Yeah, you can only write so much about shaking your hair and having fun.
And your freaking dancing. Shoes that are old.
Yeah.
Like Ryan's shoes.
But, you know, and even when they got caught. They got caught
in Brazil.
In Brazil. In Rio de Janeiro. What year was that?
I think it was like, actually.
So it had been going on for a few years.
Yeah,
too,
it was like 19 something or 2000. I don't know. No, it wasn't.
It was in the 2000s.
I'm horrible with dates.
I think it was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I think it was. And honestly,
so it went on for a while.
It was 4 years, and they actually let her go because of lack of evidence.
Really?
And it was in Brazil, so I'm pretty sure they had a few ties. It was in LA.
She only served four years.
4 years.
Okay.
And she was pregnant.
At first, I thought you were saying that the whole ring, the sex ring or whatever, lasted 4 years. No, it was longer than that, right?
Oh, I remember she went to jail in 2000 and she got out 2004. It was only 4 years.
Okay. But the actual sex ring operation thing was going on longer than 4 years,
I think that was
right?
for a while. Yes. Right. I don't know the exact
But yeah,
year,
she was pregnant.
But it was a good amount.
She was pregnant by Sergio Andrade and there was already another baby, right? Somebody else, another girl had his baby also.
Yes, the girl that wrote the book.
Oh, that's her.
She had a baby.
And they were on the stand still trying to deny that he was
the
father.
The dad. Yes.
Yeah, that they were planted.
To let him free.
Yeah. They were still defending him.
Yep. And now Gloria Devi is actually married.
Did she change her story on it, though? Like, how she feels about it?
Just brought out a new book. A new book that is supposed to talk about, like, all the facts, everything that happened.
I'll check it out. Yeah. That sounds juicy.
But she is married now. She lives in Michigan, and she has two boys.
Oh, my goodness. There's another fun fact.
What?
You didn't even catch it. She lives in Michigan now? That is where Madonna was born and raised, in Michigan.
Okay, that's weird.
That is so
weird.
One
person left and the other person
went. I'm telling you, the world is smaller than we think because...
Yeah. And honestly, probably has some...
And what was her birthday? What was the year of her birthday, you said?
Gloria Trevi.
Uh-huh.
1968.
Oh, Madonna was 1958.
18 years apart, why not? A whole decade can make the world turn.
But, yeah, that's crazy, right? That story was super crazy. But, I think we got to wrap it up here. But you guys, if you want to check it out, I think there's a movie out there, too, about this whole time. I don't remember what it's called. It's in Spanish, obviously. But it's about Gloria Trevi.
Just Google it.
Sergio Andrade.
Google it. You'll figure it out.
Oh my goodness. But I think we did good.
I hope so. I actually did. I don't even want to leave. I feel like I'm in a radio talk show.
Oh my goodness. Well, guys, that's it for today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You have to come back again. We got to do something else.
Definitely.
This was fun. I told you to be nervous and everything.
Yeah, I'm like.
And sorry, guys, that we're all over the place. We kind of just threw this show together last minute and everything, but I had a blast. So.
That's how our life and friendship is. You guys will get used to it.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's so our friendship. It has always kind of been thrown together. Like,
it's
we
random.
Make plans and they don't go through, but we never make plans and they go through.
Yes, exactly.
it so does not make sense, but you got me.
This was awesome. Yeah, I always get you. I know. Even though we text and I send it wrong because I'm using Siri. I know,
we totally do get each other.
I'm like, how do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, yeah.
All right, guys. I know. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.